And on the east side, Christ almighty, who is it? I don't know, it's hard to tell. How did they die? I think they were shot. Have you called the police? They're on their way, sir. I'll be at the office. Don't give them the number unless they ask.
Timothy, sent 8:46. Come home now. Terence, sent 8:52.
Hi, Dad. I've booked the hotel for another couple of nights. Can it wait?
Timothy, sent 8:53.
This isn't a discussion. Come home.
Call connected at 9:02. 999, which service do you require?
Oh, God, I don't know. That's all right. Can you tell me what's happening? It's awful, fucking horrible. I need an ambulance. I don't know. I think it's too late.
Can you tell me where you are?
On the Northwood housing estate. I'm up at the end of the car park. I found it. I found her near the bins.
Can you tell me what you found?
A girl. A little girl.
Right, and what's happened to her?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Is she breathing?
I don't know. I don't know.
Can you check? Cup your hand around her nose and mouth.
You don't understand. Fucking hell. I can't go in there again.
Try to explain to me what's going on.
It's horrible. I came down to put my rubbish into the big bins and I saw that someone had put a bag down the side. I grabbed it and it opened and then she fell onto the floor. She's so small and she's dead, I think. I think so.
Okay, an ambulance is on the way. Can you please make sure that no one else goes near her?
Yeah, I can do that. I'll stand here.
I'm going to stay on the line with you until the ambulance arrives.
Please, yes, thank you.
They're about 12 minutes away. Now, can you tell me about the cars parked around you?
Gabe. Juliet ducked under the blue and white tape, her heels sinking into the soft ground. She would never admit to wearing inappropriate footwear, but I couldn't see how she remained upright. Probably sheer force of will. My boots twisted with each step over the damp ground. Mist hung in the air, diffusing the long rays of sunlight filtering through the trees. Under different circumstances, this would be a peaceful place, a private sanctuary for the residents of the ancestral estate. Birds chirped above a forest floor blanketed with orange leaves. I shoved my hands deep into my coat pockets as I followed Juliet along a well-trampled path. Cold burrowed into my bones. I tried not to shiver. I didn't want to piss off the officers who had already been here for a while. Damn freezing. Juliet had no such qualms. The collar of her light blue coat was turned up, her blonde hair tucked neatly into a scarf. I jogged a couple of paces to catch up with her, carving my own path. The ground was less slippery away from the many footprints of others who had walked this way before us. Running parallel, a tight line of striped tape marked off another route through the trees. That one would be much more pristine.
You take the lead on this case, Juliet said, just out of earshot of a couple of uniformed officers.
All right, I will.
This marked a change. Juliet hadn't wielded her seniority over me in the few months since my arrival, but I'd deferred to her in all the cases we'd worked together so far. I'd been waiting for her to give this push, determined to prove I could be more than a helpful sidekick. I ran my tongue around my teeth and plastered a bland smile on my face as we walked up to the uniformed officers.
Good morning.
Morning, ma'am, said the older of the two.
He stood with his broad chest puffed, his hand gripping the radio on his hip. The slender officer beside him couldn't keep a pinched wince off her face. Most likely, her skin was usually a gentle brown. Shock had turned it sickly gold.
I'm Detective Sergeant Gabe Martin. This is Detective Inspector Juliet Stern.
You're Gabe?
The male officer's eyes widened, darting between the two of us.
And you're D.I. Stern?
Juliet and I had elicited similar reactions before. I couldn't be sure why. Two female detectives? But everyone in the force was used to working with women by now. And this officer...